Let's pray as we come to meditate on God's word to us today. Father, we ask that you may speak by your Holy Spirit through the scriptures to our hearts. Open our hearts and minds that we may hear you and find life and light in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it seems incredible that just last Sunday, two gunmen opened fire on a crowd of Jewish folk gathered at Bondi for the festival of Hanukkah. And we've been appalled by what we've seen on our screens. We mourn for those killed. Our hearts go out to those wounded and those grieving. And amidst these horrible events, we've been captivated by the heroism of Ahmed al-Ahmed, ordinary man, a husband, a father, a grocer, showing extraordinary courage in tackling and disarming one of the gunmen. Our readings for this fourth Sunday in Advent focus on Matthew's account of Jesus' origins. Luke's gospel gives us the story of birth of Jesus' birth from Mary's perspective, but in Matthew we see these events through Joseph's eyes. And this morning I want to take a few moments to reflect on Joseph, Jesus' adopted human father, in many ways an ordinary man. These reflections are adapted from a piece by Mark Green, writing for the London Institute of Contemporary Christianity. Trent is a historian, you have to cite your sources, so there you are. There are many characters in the cast of the Christmas story who have gripped the church's imagination, but there's one who rarely has had a place in the spotlight. There's the Magi, exotic, somehow still gleaming in their silks after the long dusty road from the east. There's Gabriel, winged and magnificent, fearsome and gentle, chosen to make an offer that might be refused. There's Simeon, who's so satisfied, no, exhilarated by something apparently so small, not even a hope fulfilled, just a hope assured. And, of course, there is Mary, young, vulnerable, open to God's plan, singing out words that will last forever. We sang her words last week. And then there's Joseph, honest, solid Joe, the carpenter, the man in the background, almost always depicted in art as so much older than Mary. Rembrandt springs to mind. He's old enough to be her father, the protector, not the lover, of a young bride. There's Joseph ushering the donkey along the road. Joseph turned away by the innkeepers. There's Joseph watching the wise men offer their gifts. No prophetic songs soar from his heart. In fact, the Bible does not even record a single word from the mouth of Joseph, and he slips out of the story without even a sentence to mark his passing. He's a craftsman, a working man. God did not entrust his son to be fathered by a rabbi or a scribe or a Pharisee or a rich merchant, but by Joseph, a man who didn't need an angel to appear to him to change the direction of his life, but only a dream. A man who put God's agenda for his betrothed before his own hopes and plans. A man who left his home and his business for the sake of the girl he loved and the God he loved, a man who set aside the expression of sexual love for Mary until after Jesus' birth, just as his son would set aside the joys of marriage and sexual love for the greater joy of eternal union with his bride, the church. A man who risked Herod's murderous intent and was ready to lay down his life for his bride, just as his son would be ready to lay down his own life for his bride, the church. Maybe Jesus learned a thing or two from his earthly father, honest, solid Joseph. On Sunday, we witnessed two men acting like Herod, murdering innocent people. But we also saw people, ordinary folk like Joseph, stepping into the responsibility placed before them, showing the best of humanity, confronting evil, even laying down their lives so that others might live. Not only Ahmed al-Ahmed, but others like Boris Gherman, who died trying to disarm one of the attackers, Alexander Kleitman, who died shielding his wife, Tibor Weissen, who died shielding his friend, 14-year-old Chaya Dadon, who shielded two children with her body and was shot in the leg. We're instinctively moved by the sacrificial courage shown by these ordinary people. They show us the best in humanity because they reflect Joseph's son, the only one who's lived a perfect human life, who showed us what it truly means to love our neighbours as ourselves, who sacrificed his life to rescue us from death and to secure for us an eternal hope and a future. It was into a world with Herods, a world with Sajid and Navid Akrams, that Jesus came into our world. He entered into the fullness of our human frailty. He shared in our sufferings. He's with us in our grief. With him, we pray to our Father in heaven to comfort those who grieve. We ask him to heal those who are wounded in body, mind, and spirit. But we also know that he came to die even for his enemies. His command is to love our enemies. Through the Apostle Paul, he says to us, love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May we be people who, like Joseph, quietly and humbly follow our Lord's commands. Let me finish with this prayer, remembering Joseph of Nazareth. God our Father, who from the family of your servant David raised up Joseph the carpenter to be the guardian of your incarnate Son and husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary, give us grace to follow him in obedience to your commands, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.